How can your dog see with his hair in his eyes like that?
I think he's got 20/20 vision.
Tell your dog he better not come on our side of the street.
How come?
Because my cat will beat him up.
My dog's not afraid of cats.
You need any help?
No, thank you.
Odd numbers on top, evens on bottom.
I can read, thank you.
Well, excuse me for a living. Back so soon?
Would you mind? You're blocking my way.
What was that about somebody blocking somebody's way?
I don't think that's very funny.
Well, I don't think I asked you.
Well, there's no need to get argumentative.
Me? You're the one that's doing all the spouting on.
Well, nobody asked you to stay and listen.
Mill Street. Wouldn't that frost you?
Now you know my address. Do me a favor and forget it.
Well, I can't. You live across the street from me.
Don't.
Knucklehead.
And this one's a Persian cat. This one's called the Siamese. And this one's a bobcat. Tramp, come back out here. Tramp, I don't want you running every time you see that clunky cat across the street. Tramp.
That's all I need is a big-headed girl like that with a locker right next to mine.
Tramp, you gotta come out of there.
Thank you. Now that you know my address, will you please forget it?
What does she think she is, a clunk? I'm not gonna ask a clunk like her for a date or something.
Well, this one right here is a Manx cat. This one right here is an ordinary alley cat.
You come back here. Would you mind? You're blocking my way.
God. You know, I should have said, what do you think? You own the school or something?
Quit being a sissy.
I should have said, you know, I think you're a girl, so I won't poke you in the mouth.
Want that boy across the street to make fun of you?
I should have said, what kid across the street?
Oh, there's this goofy kid that moved in across the street. And he went and pointed his cat at Tramp and everything.
What did Tramp do?
Well, I think he's going to bite the cat, but then he decided not to. And the kid laughed. Boy, that kid sure has a goofy face. Every time I see it, I'd like to smack it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, what did Tramp do after the kid pointed the cat at him?
Well, came home, sort of.
Yeah.
Here, you hold him while I show him these pictures.
Oh, no, Chip, that wouldn't do any good.
You want the kid across the street to make fun of him?
Well, all right. But just don't tell anyone. Boy, if Mike ever finds out we've been showing pictures of cats to a dog, we'll never hear the end of it. Okay, now, stay, Tramp.
This one here's a Persian.
Stay.
This one's a Siamese. There's that bobcat again.
Steve, tell your son that breakfast is more important than that last-minute homework he's doing.
Mike, breakfast is more important than that last-minute homework you're doing.
Oh, yeah? Well, you don't have that miserable Dr. Walters in political science.
No, we don't. Here, what are you doing?
Good morning.
What's so good about it?
Well, now, that's what I like. Those smiling faces to cheer me up in my declining years. What's eating you two?
Plenty. Dad, did you ever want to slug somebody so bad that you could hardly stand it?
Well, it's happened a few times. Of course, it all depended on how much he weighed.
Unless he happens to be a she.
Oh.
Well, that puts a different emphasis on the sport.
Who is this female Marciano?
It's that creepy girl that just moved in across the street. Boy, what a weirdo.
Yeah, and so's that clunky brother of hers.
Dad, what's a three emperor alliance?
Well, Mike, that was an alliance where three emperors got together. Chip, what did this new boy across the street do to you?
Well, he said stuff about how could Tramp see with all that hair in his eyes.
Oh, is that all?
No, he pointed his cat at me.
He pointed his cat at you?
Now, there's a criminal act if I ever heard one.
Robbie, what did this new girl across the street do to you?
It's not what she did so much as the way she acted, Dad. Like she was queen of the city dump or something.
In other words, she didn't do anything. It's just that you don't like her. Hmm?
You should have seen the way she tried to block me off with her stupid locker. I can read, thank you. There's no need to get argumentative.
Yeah, and he goes, boy, some dog.
I don't know what's happened to you two fellas. All I know is that you hate two complete strangers, and I'll bet neither one of you can give me a good reason why.
Well, it sounds like a case of mass hysteria to me, Dad. There's a whole chapter about it in my psych book. But then again, it could be just an ordinary case of survival instinct on a tribal level.
Well, whatever it is, the Douglas tribe doesn't go around with a perpetual chip on its shoulders. Basing dislikes on first impressions is ridiculous. Well, I don't want to hear any more about you fellas hating the children across the street. Do I make myself clear?
Okay, Dad.
Okay. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Does anybody know when Disraeli came to power?
We haven't come to him yet. We're only up to it, Charlemagne.
We sort of started the day off with a bang, didn't we?
Well, no harm done. Speak of.
No, we just bump bumpers. I guess that's what they're for, huh?
You can't argue with that, I guess.
I'm Steve Douglas. I live right over there.
Oh, John Kaler. We just moved in over there.
Yeah, I've been sort of hoping to bump into you. Of course, not about this. I mean, socially.
Yeah, of course. I hope our little meeting didn't inconvenience you.
No. I guess probably it was my fault. I should have...
Well, it's nice of you to put it that way, Douglas. Actually, I was halfway through my turn when you plowed into me.
I plowed into you?
Well, we could say we plowed into each other.
Yes, we could say that. Or that neither of us was looking where we were supposed to be looking.
Yeah.
Well, nice to have met you, Kayla.
Same here, Douglas.
Bird brain. Dope.
We hardly touched bumpers, and about the first thing he said was how I plowed into him.
Be careful of that end of the seat, will you? I've passed it about all it'll patch. You've been beefing about that guy all day long.
All I want to tell you, Bub, it's pretty irritating to have a guy like that tell you that you're lacking in courtesy of the road.
Well, if it were me, I'd have shot him right then and there, just north of the mustache and right between the little beady eyes. Here, maybe you better lay off. Looks like he's got enough. The guy across the street.
You're right, Bob. I'm doing the very same thing I lectured the boys about.
Well, I'm glad you recognize it. Don't get down, you big bully.
Well, good morning.
Well, you almost got me again.
What did you say?
Nothing.
After you.
Thank you very much.
Hiya, Dal. You got the specifications for the Richards job ready yet?
I'm on the last page. Have a chair.
Oh, I don't mind standing.
Well, I do. You happen to be in my light.
Sorry.
Herman, must you whistle?
Okay, so you don't like music.
Herman, stop it. Here, take these and get lost before I forget I'm a lady.
What's eating you? What did I do?
I don't know, but whatever it was, don't do it again.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, what was that all about?
Oh, I don't know. There's something about that character that brings out the Lucretia Borgia in me.
Huh? I like that kid. What did he ever do to you?
He walked through that door. That was enough. He's rubbed me the wrong way since the first minute I laid eyes on him.
You must have worked here 6 months. You mean you've been barking at him all that time?
Only because it's against the law to bite. I guess you think I'm pretty silly.
No, just feminine. Lots of emotion, not much logic.
Why do you men always think everything has to be logical? I mean, suppose I came bursting in here on a pink cloud, said I just met a guy, love at first sight. What would you say?
Well, I suppose I'd say congratulations.
But you wouldn't think there was anything peculiar.
No, I'm sure that happens lots of times.
You see? No rhyme, no reason. It happens. Instant love.
Or a reasonable facsimile.
Well, in a way, it's the same thing with Herman. Only in reverse.
Oh, you mean instant hate?
The easiest kind. Hasn't it ever happened to you?
Yeah, quite recently. Thanks, Marge.
What for?
Well, just thanks.
No, I pinched that many tomatoes once and I slapped my face.
Well, if I don't pick out exactly the right tomatoes, my family complains.
Oh, well, how many do you need? Maybe I could help you pinch a few. Oh,
no, thank you.
I was only trying to help, that's all. Sorry.
Just a moment, please. You're walking away with my wife.
Well, just a moment, please, to you. You're walking away with mine. Now, if you'll cut out that elephant dance, maybe we can get these things unhooked.
Elephant dance?
Yes, ma'am.
Where? Oh, dear.
Well, if it isn't the elephant lady again.
We have the rudest people in this neighborhood.
Anything wrong, Mr. O'Casey?
Nothing that a nickel's worth of rat poison wouldn't cure.
Come on, fellas. Oh, well, you look fine.
Gee whiz, Dad, what are we going to say to them?
Well, we just act as though we were meeting them for the first time. We're merely welcoming a new family into the neighborhood.
Well, I hope you don't get sore if I bleed all over their rug, Dad.
Well, why would you bleed all over the rug?
Well, the minute I walk in there, that girl's going to belt me with something.
Well, where's Mike? Mike?
Here I come.
Come on, let's get this over with.
Well, now, Bob, that attitude isn't going to help anything either. Just because you had a run-in at the market with somebody, don't take it out on the people across the street. Now, come on.
You know, Dad is absolutely right, Bob. Once an emotion is suppressed, the fountainhead of its release should never be misdirected.
It's all we need around here, a Chinese Socrates. Tramp, you stay, come here, stay home, or you bale of hay.
First time I ever heard of that the word exit didn't mean egress.
Ow.
You're going to have to stop fuming about that man across the street.
I am not fuming about anybody. I'm simply sick and tired of a cheap grade of newspaper that tears every time you try to erase something.
What really happened when you touched Bumpers the other day?
He got smart with me. That's what really happened. I've never seen a guy yet who was 6'3" and who didn't...
Good evening. We're the Douglases from across the street.
Oh, come in.
We thought it was about time for the neighborhood to welcome you, so I slapped this little thing together for you this afternoon.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
John, the Douglases came to welcome us to the neighborhood.
Well, hi, Douglas.
Come in.
Sir. Thank you.
Yeah, come on in.
This weekend.
It's amazing how wrong first impressions usually are. Mm. Now, take the bumblebee, for instance. A good engineer looking at a bumblebee would say, aerodynamically speaking, that it would be impossible for it to fly. Right?
Yeah, the bee.
Yeah.
You know, it took me years to realize that a banker with a mustache didn't make a career out of foreclosing mortgages. It's when I decided to grow one myself.
Well, it's funny that you should bring that up, Mr. Kaler. That's exactly what we're studying in class. It's called physiognomy. There's really no such thing as the criminal face. Beady eyes and a mustache are only undesirable physiognomically speaking.
I suppose that's true.
And here's the picture of me with the school band.
Hey, that's real hip. I'm a trumpet man myself. Well, what do you play?
The triangle. I know it doesn't sound like much, but they needed somebody to fill out the drill formations.
Well, heck, the triangle's more important than most people think.
Do you really think so?
Yeah.
Your cake looks delicious, Mr. O'Casey.
Oh, thank you, but remember the old saying, beware of an Irishman bearing gifts. I could be just setting you up for the kill, and the next time I'll want to borrow a cup of sugar.
You'll be more than welcome. And as soon as we're settled, I'll ask Aunt Marion to bake you one of her special shortcakes.
Well, it seems like your Aunt Marion and I have a great deal in common. I'd be very glad to meet her. Maybe we could swap some recipes and even play a little game of gin rummy.
Well, there's no time like the present to find out.
Uh-oh, there comes the old tomato pusher. I've had the pleasure.
Oh, Marion, come in, dear. Meet the Douglas. This is Robbie Douglas.
Oh, hi, ma'am.
How do you do, Robbie? Mr. Douglas, may I present John's aunt, Miss Marion Cable.
How do you do, Miss Cable?
How do you do, Mr. Douglas? This is his son, Michael.
Michael.
How do you do?
This is Chip.
Hello, Chip.
I believe you've already met Mr. O'Casey.
Good heavens!
Mr. O'Casey is the one who brought this beautiful cake over for us, Marion dear.
Well, how many cups of rat poison to how many cups of flour, Mr. O'Casey?
Really, Marion, that's not a very nice thing to say.
Isn't it, John? This is the overage delinquent that insulted me in the market this afternoon.
Oh. Well, looks like our families don't get off to a very good start, do they, Steve?
No. But as we were saying, John, sometimes a shaky start can turn into a lasting friendship.
Well, that's not necessarily true, Dad. In fact, it's the exception rather than...
Mike. I thought if an apology would do any good, I'll be glad to apologize. I was in a hurry, and your aunt pinched a few too many tomatoes, and I got a little salty.
A little salty?
Yeah.
He told everybody within earshot that I looked like an elephant.
I said you danced like an elephant.
Oh.
Dad, how come that lady's picking on Bob?
Chip, you'd better stay out of this.
Well, if you ask me...
I think we'd better stay out of it, too, Bob.
That's because your grandfather is in the wrong.
Are you out of your skull or something?
Bobby.
It wasn't his fault, Dad. She did start it.
It's like the whole family's cut out of the same cloth.
Well, there's nothing wrong with our family, Sam.
Are you inferring there is with ours?
You said it. I didn't.
No,
Casey, it's a good thing you're not 20 years younger.
Hold on just a minute.
Please.
Margaret, if there's one thing I expect from a wife, it's loyalty.
Now, Kaler, calm down.
And you stay out of this. See how he flaunts a 6'3"?
What did I tell you? I'm not flaunting anything. And I think we'd better go home, Robert. Come on, Chip. Good night, Kaler.
Good night, Douglas.
Say good night to the Kalers, Douglas.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. We had a nice time.
You know what it was? It was kind of a mob hysteria. Somebody would just say one little thing wrong, and then the next person would rush in and defend him. And before you know it, we had a fire going made up of the twigs of little mistakes. That's a quote.
Delighted to hear it.
You know, the same thing happened at the Battle of Bull
Run. Steve, can't you shut this mug off?
Well, we tried. That's all we can do. I still think it's a nice family over there.
Oh, well, it is, Dad. Our chemistry just isn't right.
Not in your shirt, Chip, here.
She's really not a bad girl for a triangle player.
Now, all the postmortems in the world aren't going to help anything. Come on, Chip, side here to go to bed. We try and we goof, that's all.
Oh, who could that be?
Well, the luck we're running in is probably an eviction notice.
Hi, Steve. We just blew a fuse over at our house in more ways than one.
wondered if we could plug in our coffee pot over here.
Come in, John.
Come on in. The cake's still fresh. Come on.
Guys, I'm ready to come
on. Came back.
Okay.
Come on.
Come on in.
Come on in.
Yes, Chef.
Can I see you a minute?
Sure, Chef. Excuse me, please. Hmm?
Did they really blow a fuse at their house?
No, I don't really think so. It's just their way of saying they want to be friends.
That kind of dumb?
I guess maybe it is, Chip. But we grown-ups aren't always too bright about a lot of things.
Oh. Remember that when I bring home my next report card, huh, Dad?
With Fandemonium Weekend, every episode is fan-selected to ensure that you get all the finest episodes. Plus, Saturday and Sunday nights, starting at 8 Eastern, TV Land brings you the creme de la creme. Episodes among the top 10 in our online voting. Don't miss them.